There are those who argue that now's the time to completely pull out of Afghanistan. There are coherent arguments for that, but there are enormous risks involved in that. There are those who say let's double down and put more troops in Afghanistan. There are good arguments for that, but also enormous risks. So one of the things that I discovered about being president is that if there was an easy answer, then somebody would have solved it and it wouldn't get to your desk.
It sounds to me like the president is still weighing his options. Kristen Rouse is with us. She's a first lieutenant in the Army National Guard. She's scheduled to be deployed early next year for your second tour in Afghanistan. So how does it feel like for you when you hear something like that from your president and he's clearly still reassessing his options? What's it like for you going to be redeployed when the mission is, you know, being reconsidered?
Well, I mean, it's a difficult challenge that lies ahead. And, you know, and I'm very proud to be a part of the changing Afghanistan policy. President Obama, you know, gave General McChrystal the task of assessing what has been going on for the last 8 years in Afghanistan. And he took, I believe it was either 60 or 90 days to complete that assessment. And now President Obama needs time to assess that, you know, that assessment to make a rational decision on really what troops are we going to place in harm's way and what are we going to have them do?
You're being placed in harm's way, and you seem relatively comfortable with it. We're also joined by Mary Galletti. Her husband Russell is going to be deployed to Afghanistan in January. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Are you feeling like you're comfortable giving the president time to reassess in the way that Kristen is?
Yeah, I mean, I think honestly, one has to give space for folks to reassess the situation. If not, I mean, basically, I'm going to go ahead and trust that President Obama and General McChrystal have more information than I do. I think that's a reasonable assessment or assumption. And so giving them the chance to take in that information, take in the landscape in Iraq and understand their resources, I think is a really important step because it means they'll probably be able to be more strategic with those resources.
You probably read the reports about General McChrystal's assessment that if we do not send more troops to Afghanistan, the mission will decidedly fail. How does that make you feel? Does it make you nervous that they may not send more troops? Are you concerned?
No. I think in much of General McChrystal's assessment, as well as in his testimony to Congress while he was up for reconfirmation, he was having a conversation with Congress and less a conversation with the president and less a conversation with his team. So while his assessment was done by his team, when he actually gets into the president's office with the president's folks and they can sit down and have a conversation about what's realistic, there's a space for a bigger discussion. So I'm not feeling like anything's really final, so it's not really a good time to be nervous.
That's Mary Galletti. She's joining us from the phone in Cleveland. Her husband Russell's going to Afghanistan in January. But Kristen, you're going to be redeployed there early next year. Also, you've already been to Afghanistan, and you're hearing these discussions. And the president's been all over television. You're hearing him talking about how he's not sure he wants to send more troops. How is that for you? Are you confused about whether or not there'll be more troops going or not?
Well, first I have to say that I'm very pleased that this is a public debate and that the American public is talking passionately about Afghanistan, because for most of those 8 years that we've been in Afghanistan, there has not been intensive public debate over what troops are doing in Afghanistan and what troop levels are. The conflict in Iraq, while that was very important, definitely eclipsed the mission in Afghanistan. While many resources were placed in Iraq, the resourcing of troops and their supplies and backup was really in Afghanistan was really scaled to those resources rather than the mission at hand. It's called an economy of force, you know, type of conflict. And so I think that what General McChrystal and what I hope President Obama are doing is looking at what is the mission at hand and how can we scale the resources to that. And really, that's going to be that's a whole new way of thinking as far as the way that we've been executing policy in Afghanistan, at least from my own personal observation.
Well, Kristen Rouse and Mary Galletti, I have to say I admire your patience, but it seems to me that you and families like yours have trusted this government on the mission in Afghanistan for 8 years. How many more years does this president get? And are you going to do 8 more years? Is there a break point here? When does the trust go away?
I think a big piece of this problem is linked to the fact that there's not a lot of clarity as to what the mission is in Afghanistan. If you were to ask the average American, what's the mission in Afghanistan, they'd probably respond, to win, which is true. However, what that means is still a little murky. Realistically, in order to have some level of victory in Afghanistan, there has to be an increased level of security, and the Afghanistan folks, citizens need to feel like they can exist securely and happily in their own life and world without the influence of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, which is why we're there in theory, right? So reasonably speaking, I think he's got more time if he can clarify, or the government's got more time if they can clarify what we're doing and what the clear deliverables are.
Kristen?
That's very well said, Mary.
Well, my company commander, who I'm going to be deploying with, actually sent me a copy of the, you know, the redacted, report from General McChrystal that's been circulating. And, and I had time to take a look at the introduction to it. And I think what appears to me that General McChrystal is saying is that we need to be clear that, we need to be clear about that mission, number one, which is to, there will be a power vacuum in Afghanistan if we pull out. And that power vacuum that existed before is what allowed the Taliban and the embedded Al-Qaeda to flourish in Afghanistan and to set up those camps and to, to pose a direct threat that did visit itself upon the American people. And, I think that, as a private citizen, I'd like to say that, I really believe that stabilizing Afghanistan, providing that government with legitimate outreach and infrastructure and the ability to provide its own security is that does have a tangible effect on our national security. And I also think we have a moral obligation to fulfill the promises that we have made to the Afghan people. I think it's, Afghanistan is a profoundly impoverished nation that has suffered from 30 years of warfare. Our country has been intimately involved throughout those 30 years in funding different levels of the conflict, whether that be the Mujahideen against the Soviets or whatever. That's a separate discussion, but we have been involved. And, we are a country of moral, upstanding people with a lot of resource. And, I know that our country is going through a lot of challenges of its own, but we have been involved in Afghanistan, and I personally believe that we need to make good on our involvement and the promises that we've made there.
Okay, so however, we've seen the recent polls, and you probably have as well, that more than half of Americans feel like we should pull out of Afghanistan. Larry Korb joins us. He's the former Assistant Secretary of Defense and Senior Fellow at the Center for American Progress and a Senior Advisor to the Center for Defense Information. He joins us from Arlington, Virginia. So, Larry, you've heard what these two women are saying, and yet we have these polls showing that American citizen support for the war is dropping, and I'm wondering how that complicates the mission. Does this shorten the time frame for General McChrystal and President Obama, that they have to get something accomplished before support drops below a certain level?
Well, I think it's a problem for President Obama, and if he wants to go ahead and accomplish what he has set out as his objectives, he's going to have to do almost like what he did on health care, give a speech to the American people and explain to them a couple of things. First of all, yeah, we've been there a long time, but we haven't been doing what we should have in Afghanistan. Both of General McChrystal's predecessors, General McNeil and General McKiernan, asked for more troops, and they didn't get them. The Bush administration was so, focused on Iraq, and the president also, President Bush, thought things were going very well in Afghanistan. He didn't realize until 2008, how bad things were. The other is to keep in mind that people are talking about more troops. And, I really respect the people who are going there. Obama's already doubled the number of troops. I mean, I think people forget that. When he came in, there were roughly about 30,000 troops. They're close to 70,000 now with the decisions he's made already. So it's not as if he's still weighing whether to send more troops. The question is, do you send even more? And I think that's the the real issue. What is your objective? I mean, President Bush wanted to create a democracy there. Secretary Gates, who says he doesn't want to create a democracy.
We'll have to see which one of them, how that turns out in the months ahead. Larry Korb joins us as senior advisor to the Center for Defense Information. Also, Kristen Rouse and Mary Galletti. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.